some sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for my beloved friend, Rebbe Chanan Meir ben Chaya Rachel. He and his whole family should have bracha behatzlacha b'chol ma'atzei yedeim in ruchnias and in gashmias. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the holy sefer Ben Lo Shri of the Tzaddik of Ranana, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen Haberman. We will learn the first piece, B'siyata Dishmaya, on the parasha, V'yishma Yisrael, B'gemara, Mashmu Hashamu Ba, says in Machlokes, in the Gemara, quoted by Rashi, what exactly he heard that made him come to the Jewish people. B'tamu HaMefarshim, and the Mefarshim wonder, Halo Mefarsh B'parasha Zu Mashama. It's explicit in the parasha what he heard. Just look in the Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, Vayishma Yisro, Kohen Midyan, Chosein Moshe, Eis Kol Asher Asa Elokim LaMoshe LYisrael Amo, Ki Otzi Hashem, Es Amo Yisrael MiMitzrayim, Ashi Hashem, Etz Yisrael MiMitzrayim. He heard that God took us out of Egypt. So what are Chazal asking? What did he hear? I mean, what did he hear? The Pasuk says that he heard that Hashem took us out of Egypt. So what's the question, B'chal? And what do Chazal say? Rashi says, Mashmu Hashem Uba, Kriyas Yamsuf HaMelchemes HaMalek. So what's not good with the Pasuk? He heard that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So why does Rashi say, no, some by Kriyas Yamsuf HaMelchemes HaMalek, based on Pesach and Zvachim 116a. This is a big question that many of the Mefarshim ask. V'yesh Lomer, the parasha later on concludes, don't go up on steps onto my mizbech. You're not allowed to go on steps to the mizbech. That's why there's a ramp. So you can explain what this means is, the mishirot zelabel heichal Hashem zorach leilich b'hadroga mi malchus at keser elyon ulemale gavoa me'al gavoa. Somebody who wants to go to the sanctuary of Hashem has to go on b'hadroga. He has to go in stages. He starts with Malchus. Malchus is the lowest of the spheres. And then he goes higher and higher until eventually he gets to Keser Elyon. And then that's the highest of the spheres, and then he goes Lamala Gavoa Me'al Gavoa. See, we already got to do it step by step. V'yadua D'zelu Mazeh. And it's known that just like we have Kedusha, there's also Tumah side. Every Kedusha side, this is Tumah side. That's always the other side of the coin. Zelu mazeh asah Elokim. This against that. So it says in Koheles, chapter 7, verse 14. Ein ma shekasavti binyan brichas Yaakov v'vinu olav ha-shalom de'atzadik shemagia le'madregas al-yonos ha-yetzara be'atzmo m'seyelo la'az v'chol pam yoser v'yoser. So look at what I wrote about the running away of Yaakov. That when a tzadik reaches high madregos, the Yetzirah helps him more and more. Why? Because the Yetzirah wants to get him, instead of being on the 8th floor, the Yetzirah wants to get him to the 80th floor and then drop him from there. Because if he drops him from the 80th floor, it's going to be a much more damaging fall than if he drops from the 8th floor. So that's what the Yetzirah tries to do. So you have to run away sometimes from those aliyahs, from those elevations, because it's the Yetzirah's tachbula, it's his trick to get you afterwards to fall big time. Look there what I wrote, and Parshas Vayetze, and you'll really enjoy it with God's help. Who was already in the deep pit of the dark side. Rachmana Litzlan, God should save us from this. So the Baal Tshuva, who was so deep down, so the Sefer Yetzirah parallels the depth of the abyss to the highest in the sky, most elevated. And that's where he is. Omek Rum, he's in the depths of the abyss. He's really, really low. He's Omek Tachas. He's in the depths of the abyss. And that's Neged Gova Rum. That's corresponding to the highest of the high. So from his low state, you know, it's like somebody swinging for the fences, right? Either they strike out big time and they make a fool of themselves, or they hit a home run. They hit it 480 feet out of the park. So these Rishayim who struck out big time, they're really, really low, but they're swinging for the fences. So when they make contact, you'll excuse the sports muscle. When they make contact, so it's going to go really, really far. They can go from the lowest madrega of the klipa to the highest madrega. And that's what Chazal mean. Where Bali Tshuva stands, tzaddikim can't stand. Because they go from, so the Bashem can go from the lowest to the low to the highest to the high. Tzaddikim can't get that high, because they didn't go that low. Vamar Razal, the Yisro Avad Kol Avodas Zoras Ba'olam. Chazal tell us that Yisro served all the idols in the world. Hainu Shiyorad La'omek HaKlipas Shein Od Omek Yoser. He went to the depth of the impure husks, the impurities of the world. There's no deeper evil, no deeper impurity. Vayde Prishuso Me'avod Zorah V'idabko B'moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashom Nis'ala Me'omek Tachas Ad Govarum. Because he was Dovik, because he clanged, because he clinged to Moshe, or he chose to cling to Moshe, so he went from the lowest to the low to the highest to the high, to being a priest, to being the Archbishop of Canterbury. I don't know if he was ever in Canterbury, but from being an Archbishop to being the deacon of the church, being the Sheikh, being the guru in India, in the mountains over there, in the ashram. So he ended up being the Hadmor Yisro. You know what I mean? Very, very Choshev. And the whole Parsha was added. That's what his name is, Yisro. Yes, sir. Parsha was added. Yoter. Another Parsha in the Torah because of him. The Mechachma Nafkis, because Torah comes out of wisdom. Uksiv HaChachma Techaya. It says in the Pasuk that HaChachma Techaya, Chachma gives life. Hevech Me Avodazar Shebechinas Misa. Avodazar is death. So he went from death to life. However, this isn't going to be kavua. This is not going to be permanent. We want permanence. We want stability. Like on Pesach, that the Jewish people achieved godless without first kadness. In other words, they went shalom b'hadraga. They just flew from very, very low to very, very high quickly. And that's the whole idea of Sfira Se'omer. Then you go stage by stage. Huchul Sfira Se'omer, she'yiknu osan ha'madregos b'avodosam. We needed Sfira Se'omer in order to acquire those madregos. Every day you do another avoda. The first day the avoda is chesed shebechesed. Gvur shebechesed. Tiferes shebechesed. You go weiter every single day working on another midah, and then you earn your Matan Torah. It doesn't just come in one fell swoop, because one fell swoop doesn't last. Things don't last. They have to, be b'hadraga. Say about marriage. Love at first sight is divorce at second sight. You have to build a relationship. It just can't be, and then you love the person forever. It has to be worked on, it has to be built, it has to be developed. So too, our Avodas Hashem, it has to be developed step by step, stage by stage. And if you just jump madrigas, like if you're trying to climb a ladder, a person skips a few rungs, he might find himself on his head, falling on his head. Chas v'shalom. V'zeo shamara katuv v'yishma Yisro es. And that's what the Pasuk says, means when it says, and Yisro heard es. Shereishis, the S is a English letter, but it's also a Hebrew word, Aleph Tav. Shereishis called Tzrichim Lahavin Es HaTorah Kedosha Niftes Be Aleph Tav. Right, that's what, in a lot of Svarim, you see that the Remes to Torah is the word S, because S is from Aleph to Tav, and all of the words in the Torah are included in Aleph to Tav. So why we call them the holy letters, the Osir HaKadosh, to make a big deal when our children learn the letters, because all of the Torah is encompassed in these letters. When I meet little kids and they're learning Aleph Beis, I say, oh. So if you know the whole Aleph Beis, then you can know the whole Torah. There's not one letter in the Torah that's not in the Aleph Beis. Amazing. Gam Srichim Lidvok with Tzadikei Emes. So first of all, you have to understand Torah, that's S, Aleph to Taf. And then you also have to be Davik with Tzadik Emes. You have to cling to the true righteous one. Hashomer Oz Bris Kadisha Shenikra Kol, who guards his holy bris. That's a very famous idea in the Zohar, that a Jew must be very careful in matters of sexual purity. He has to be Shomer Bris, which means he has to guard his eyes, guard his thoughts, guard his speech, guard his actions, and if to preserve his bris, to remain holy. Hashomer Oz Bris Kodesh Shenikra Kol. And it says in the Zohar Kodesh in Chelek Beis, page Kufta Zayin Amar Aleph, that the bris is called Kol. So that's what the pasuk means when it says Vayishma Yisro Es. So that's Torah. First you need Torah. I'm skipping the Yisro Kohen Midyan Chosein Moshe Es. That's the S. And then the next word is Kol. What's the Kol? That's Shmiras Bris. Asher, al yedei ze yischasku v'yisashu biyadu amadregas. If you're shomer bris, that stabilizes your and enforces and enhances and empowers the levels that you have achieved, as we see in the Zohar and Chelek Aleph Reish Mem Vav Amud Aleph. So that's S kol. S is the Torah. Kol is the Tzadik Emes. V'lod el sheyiske asa. L'taken u'lahamtik Elokim midas hadin. So he explains the Hemshech HaPasuk. Es kol asher. So asher is milashon ishur. To an ishur is to affirm. This will affirm the person's midas. Ishur means lashon strong. Ashrei yoshvei beisecha. Strong are those who sit in your house. That's the asher. Asa, what does the asa mean? The taken, to fix. It says by the Eishes Vaz Torah, asisa tziporneha, to fix, to sweeten. That's the asa. So we have the eis, Torah, kol, tzadik emes, asher, strengthening your madregas. The kol is the bris, and asher is strengthening your madregas. Kol is strengthening the bris through connecting to tzaddikim. Asher is strengthening madregas. Asa, to fix, to sweeten. Elokim, the next word says Elokim. Elokim is midas hadin. What we want to do is we want to fix. We want to asa, midas hadin. We want to sweeten strict judgment. Alkein, Amar Rebbe Elazar HaModai. Therefore, Rebbe Elazar HaModai says, Mimatan Torah Shamu Bavin is Lizgayer. Rebbe Elazar HaModai says in Zvachim there, 116a, that he heard about Man Torah and he came to convert. The Begoyim ain't Torah. The Begoyim don't have Torah. Like Chazal tells us, the famous Medrash, that if a person says the Begoyim have Chacham, you should believe them. There's definitely Chacham out there. But if somebody tells you a Goy has Torah, don't believe them. If a Goy opens up a yeshiva, don't go to his yeshiva. You go to a yeshiva where the Rosh Yeshiva is a Jew, not a non-Jew. Torah is for the Jews, and Chacham is for the Goyim. Vayamuchach, not the Jews shouldn't have Chacham. Vayamuchach labo l'vnei Yisrael, sheyakablu ha-Torah ha-Kedosha. And he was compelled to come to the Bnei Yisrael in order to receive the Torah, because the Gentiles don't have Torah. So now we have an answer to our original question. Our original question was, why do Chazal say what's not written in the Parsha? So we're not explaining the Chazal Rashi brings, but explaining another opinion in the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar HaModai, who says that he heard about Matan Torah and he came to be Mizgayer. Aye, but the pasuk says he heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim. No, but there, in addition to hearing about Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's also a remez in the Torah, in the pasuk, the Matan Torah, because that's the S. The S are the letters of the Torah, the 22 letters, and he wants to come to be Mizgayer because he wants to connect its Tzadikei Emes, who are Shomer Bris, And then he's going to strengthen his madrigas, because Yisro was very, very low and he went very, very high. And he needed to stabilize himself. So he had to do that by coming and accepting the Torah. And he wanted to sweeten the Midas Hadin by accepting the Torah. So that's why Chazal said there's something else here, hidden in the Pasuk, besides the fact that he heard about the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He also wanted to strengthen his madrigas, so therefore he felt compelled to come to the Jewish people and accept the Torah. So that's the first piece on the parasha. There's obviously a lot more, so I'm hoping we should be zocha in the future to learn more of the Tzaddik of Ranana from Parashas Yisro. And the Tzaddik writes at the beginning of the Sefer, it's a print published, that he promises whoever spreads his Torah, he will daven for him by the Kisei HaKavod. So the Tzaddik was a Baal Mofes B'chayev, so I'm assuming he can also be a Baal Mofes B'moso. So we should all be Zoche to Yeshuos Gedolos, or B'miyuchad to Yedid Nafshi, who was the inspiration and encouragement behind the Shir, Rabbi Chanan Meir, Menchai Rochel. We should all be Zoche to Yeshuos Gedolos, salvations in Ruchnias and in Gashmias. In Chassidus, we switch the order. We say in Gashmias and in Ruchnias. L'tov lanu kol hayamim has to start with the Gashmias, and then in that we build the Ruchnias. L'tov lanu kol hayamim. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friend.